Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Cracking everybody, TM Hyman Radio Live, your hip hop informer. Welcome to the show. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Wednesday, March 23rd, a day after my B day. I appreciate the love, everybody. Facebook is my best friend. Yo, when you don't feel like nobody's connected, yo, Facebook is connected. Friends in the bedroom. Does intimacy ruin friendships? That's our roundtable discussion tonight. 1-9-7-8-8-9-3-9-2-6. 1-9-7-9-1-7. That's my dyslexia kicking in. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Friends in the bedroom. Does intimacy ruin friendships? Some say yes, some say no. I say, I'm really not sure. Get your ass on the floor. TM Hyman Radio Live. At some point, we're going to drop. Get your ass on the floor. Dirty Money. TM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, 917-889-3926.
Right. Y'all already know what this is.
No.
driveway. Feels like I'm dying slowly. Feels like, what more can I say? I made you face your fears. I think we could've made it. Thought I told you I love you. Maybe we should've waited. How could you ever doubt me? When I stood by you proudly, I would've gave my last breath. Now you can't breathe without me.
WHACTM Hyman Radio Live, Ass on the Flow, on the floor. Dirty Money, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Friends in the bedroom. Does intimacy ruin friendships? That's our discussion tonight. Yo, hit us up. A lot of different people feel a lot of different ways about this. Some people think they can handle friendship, you know. It's on the other person, you know. But I tend to think it really depends on how long you've been friends. If you've been friends with someone for 5, 10 years and it's never gone down, 9 times out of 10, the attraction's really not there. There's a reason why they're just friends. You know, don't let a freaky moment ruin something that, you know, at the end of the day really shouldn't happen. That's just my view. You know, a moment of lust, I think, can ruin a friendship. But again, just my view. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm interested to get your view tonight. CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time. Yes, I don't know if I... ready for this conversation.
I'm interested in your view. Let's get it cracking. Hey, he's in line all the way live.
Aww.
From Norfolk, VA. Give it up. Overdose.
Yeah, what's up? How y'all doing?
What's good? Welcome to the show. All the way live from Charlotte. Excuse me, Chesapeake.
Oh, shit.
Charlotte's already with us. Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Domer. Welcome to the show. I'm interested in your view, too.
All right.
The topic, does intimacy ruin friendships tonight? All the way live from Newark, and we're going to get it cracking, Delaware. Give it up for Toya.
All right.
What's going on? Hey, man.
All right. Hey, let's get it in. Friends in the bedroom. Hey, jump on it right now, 917-889-3926. The question tonight, does intimacy ruin friendships? Some say no, while others say yes. We're interested in your view tonight. Should friends stay clear of the bedroom, Dee Dee? Have you ever actually been intimate with a friend?
Should friends stay clear of the bedroom? It depends on what the friends have worked out and communicated about. I'm going to say grown folks need to be grown folks. And they need to take, you know what I'm saying? That's just it. Friends, you can be friends and go to the bedroom, or you can be friends and not go to the bedroom. It's up to the two grown people in that situation and how y'all best going to work it out. Now, you know, you may have talked about it, and afterwards, it may not go like you planned. Then you got to do damage control. You got to always have a plan B. I'm just saying.
But damage control after the fact, I mean, could potentially ruin a friendship, right?
Well, I mean, it could, but that's like worst case scenario, because you're hoping that before y'all go into it, y'all talked about what you need to talk about, put on the line what needs to be put on the line, and that both of y'all, when y'all finish and y'all get up in the morning, y'all both will still be grown people and conduct yourselves accordingly. That's
how
the
many
thought.
People map it out like that, though? Isn't it typically the lust of the moment?
Right. It's like,
I don't know. I mapped it out. I don't know about them other people. I only can speak about me.
So you talked it out, Dee Dee? before it went down?
Yes, you know what? Honestly, yes. If that's my purpose, if my goal or my purpose to be with that dude to be friends for friendship, yes. If he's to be my jump off, then we don't need to talk about nothing. I'm wham bam, thank you, ma'am, and I'm gonna keep on moving. But my goal is to develop a friendship. Yeah, I do. I talk it out. You need to know, just in case you catch feelings, because I know I'm good.
Because I know I'm good. Overdose. Does intimacy ruin friendships?
No. It depends on how good a friend you are. Sometimes y'all just be like humping each other, so you just do it. You know what I mean? It don't ruin unless one of them get disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? But it'd be cool. Like, my stick girl right here now, she been listening to the show. She like it. This is her first time hearing it.
Hey, well, tell her to call in and give us her view. Does intimacy ruin friendships? That's the topic tonight. CeeLo, we want your view.
Huh? Okay, look.
Huh? What do you say?
No, you know what? You can still be friends after being intimate, but it's like, it depends on what your friendship is, though. You know, I mean, like, is it a close friend? You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody that, I don't know, like, it could feel awkward afterwards. Like, do you go back to being friends? I don't know how that works. Like, but yeah, I've done that before, and yeah, we're still friends. We're still cool. And I meet his female friends. And
so you didn't regret it?
No.
You didn't regret the situation?
No, because we attempted a relationship. And it was funny, though, but what we could accept as friends, we couldn't accept as lovers. So, yeah, that's the way that was. So, like, we just went back to being friends.
Ruined friendships. Yeah, that sounds like no. That
yeah,
sounds
it didn't
like no
ruin,
in your
yeah,
case.
Yeah, it didn't ruin it, but you know what? We didn't talk to each other for about a month.
That was an adjustment period.
Right. It was just so awkward. It was like, okay, like, yeah, I need to not be around you for a minute to reprogram, and then we're back to normal. And then that's well, like, what, 8 years ago? Maybe? No. Yeah, eight.
Hey, when we come back, we'll get it cracking with Toy and her view. Friends in the bedroom. We'll be back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps blowing up my phone. The chick won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. She's a stalker. Popping up at the crib unannounced. Doing everything just to be around me.
She's a stalker.
She's a stalker.
Shorty, she's a stalker.
I guess the wood's good, huh? Go figure, that's why they call me Wood. She a go-getter, sleeping in the wood. Seeking through the hood, no quitter. Shorty follow me like Twitter. Never seen a sister so obsessed, and I'm so stressed. Yes, I guess I gotta sprung out the way you stick my tongue out. That's why shorty dumb out.
She's dumb out.
I see somebody peeping through my window. While I'm sleeping, she creeping to get my info. I never really knew what I was in for. I should've never knocked her down like Kimbo. Like the way I lay it down, she a nympho. She know more about me than all my kinfo. Said I'm the only one she care about. Wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
I should've never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps blowing up my phone. But she won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. She's a stalker. Popping up at the crib unannounced. Doing everything just to be around me. Yeah.
She's a stalker.
Like a private investigator, with my privacy, she keeps surprising me. Hey, day when I hop up in the driver's seat, like MJ, always feel like somebody's watching me. Hiding in the bush with binoculars, is it cause I'm popular? Why she keep popping up? Like a paparazzi, just can't get enough. In the hot seat, ain't no stopping her. Now she camping out outside the telly. Sex after sex, blowing up my celly. what happens next, can somebody tell me? I see it's getting hot and her like Nelly, really. Really of me being a true jock. Open her jukebox, now she on the rooftop. Who stops? Said I'm the one you care about. Wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
I should've never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps blowing up my
messages just to get the biz, just for shorty is. Now she's sending gifts to your job, which I really ain't involved. Tell her to get lost. If she popping up by the crib, never told her where you live. That's for shorty is. If she leaving tons of messages just to get the biz, just for shorty is. Now she's sending gifts to your job, which I really ain't involved. Tell her to get lost.
Radio Live Stalker. That's what some friends can turn into if you're not careful. Does friends in the bedroom, does it mix? Does intimacy ruin friendships? That's the topic tonight. Toya, does friendships in the bedroom collide? Is it a good mix?
It can be, and it cannot be. It depends on the people.
All the same, right?
Yeah.
Depends on the people.
I think for the most part, it will work out unless someone's disappointed in the bedroom. That can ruin a friendship right there.
Yeah.
You might be a little pissed off by what how it goes down. Expectations may not be met. If you look at your friend in a totally different light.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
you thought he was pimping, and he was short.
Yeah, now you're disgusted. You can't even look
right.
at him the same.
You want to cut at him. You want to cut at him.
Hey, now, the flip side to that situation where women are always talking about, he was shorty. Guess what?
No one.
You know, some females, hey. My thing is this. It should always be a fresh and clean moment. It should always be a fresh and clean moment.
Yeah. I concur.
Right. Like straight after the shower. But
hey,
that makes
Diddy.
It sexy too, though.
Diddy. Is Diddy there? Somebody has
yeah.
a lot of background noise. Diddy, can you expound on a situation that may not have gone the way you expected it? You went in with high expectations, and guess what? You was let down like a hot air balloon. A hot air balloon. You have any of those experiences? Wow, you're reaching back in the memory bank.
She was thoroughly disappointed. She doesn't want to talk about it.
Like, no. And they're going to talk about it.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hey, Dee Dee. We can hear you.
I'm trying to tell you, my phone dropped. I didn't hear the beginning of the question. What did you say?
Do you have an experience you can share where you had high expectations, but you were let down like a hot air balloon?
Oh. I'm going to say, I mean, without giving out people's names are not necessary, you know what I'm saying? But, yes, I have a situation. Because me, when I say I'm looking for a friend, I specifically mean a friend. I have certain criteria that I look for. And just like men test women test men. Yes. Now, I wasn't disappointed in the bedroom. It was alright, you know. However, it could have worked as a friend, but he didn't pass the test. And what you have to be dependable, reliable. You can't. If I can't depend on you, you're not reliable. You got to go. And he failed the test, so he had to go.
Had to go. All right, let me put this little disclaimer out there. Hey, it is my belief, right, that we should not be fornicating just frivolously, right? Things happen, but fornication is for married people. By no means am I promoting anything that shouldn't be promoted. But at the end of the day, grown people will be grown people. Protect yourself. Question tonight. Does intimacy ruin friendships? That's the question today. OD, tell us about one of your escapades in which you were let down.
Oh, I was let down? I learned something new about. Who was it? Oh, she was a Scorpio. I met her on Saturday night about like 2 o'clock in the morning on Facebook. I promise God it's a true story. So, like, and it just happened this weekend, too. So, I meet her on Facebook. She liked my picture. After she liked my picture, it was a wrap. I brought her to the house. Like, I'm looking at her pictures. I was just so amped up because she sounded good and, you know, her pictures looked good. And then, you know how happy I was? I even paid for a cab, all $10. I tricked. But that's why I went through with my act that I went through, because I spent $10. I said, I ain't wasting no $10. But anyway, so I get her to come through, but when she tell me what neighborhood she's from, I should have known that something was up. She told me she was from Youngs Park. I said, okay.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, it ain't that far from where I'm staying at Algiers Park, so I'm like, that's a cheap cab ride, you know. I don't have no problem with paying it. So, you know, I get her out here, and I open the cab, and she just, oh, my God. She just was not what I expected at all. I couldn't believe the fuckery, the freakery that goes on Facebook, like, and the picture didn't look anything like her. So, but... the cab driver was there. He wanted his money, so I went ahead and I paid him the money. Well, we went in my house, and it took a little while for myself to get right, because this is my sexual escapade that went bad.
Hey, I know
the Prince Ding-a-ling out here, but I couldn't even perform my task. I couldn't do it. I told him
hey, you know what? That's what happens. That's what happens when you are internet pimping.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
See, this right here, what happened when you fuck up? Sherry, Kia. I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. See, when I met you,
I was on some mud shit. Fucking your sister and your friends on some mud shit. You sat me down and asked me why I do the things I do. I told you I don't know, cause really, girl, I love you. Then you asked me would I change or remain the same. I looked you in your eyes and lied cause I felt your pain. Now I sit back every day and I just regret it. And that blueberry cook won't let your boy forget it. And now I live it, I made my decision, and you made yours, it ain't no secret. But if I could go back, you blessed to believe it. But I can't, so now I just sit back and think. Damn, I think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. Talk to you on the phone and you tell me about your day. You even talked me out of killing boy from round the way. And on my birthday, you went and bought a whole ounce. Straight push, we blew it down at your mama house. The type of bitch to know exactly what a nigga like. Shit, now you some mother motherfucker white. But I ain't mad, I ain't tripping, that's the way it is. But I'm mad when you finish, when you had them kids. Got me listening to slow songs and I'm a thug nigga. Cover for me, tell your pops I was a drug dealer. Say fuck your friends when they told you I was a fucking dog. You tried to make it work and a nigga dropped the ball. Told you all about my dreams and you was all for it. First time I ran up in, you said it's all yours. Been thinking about you for a while and tried to walk it off. Inhale that purple oil that drove and then cough it off. Pick up the phone, but I won't call cause shit, I know I'm wrong. Besides that, I know you got something else going on. But in the back of my head and when I'm gone, shit, I still think about making you moan. I think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine.
WHAC, Overdose, I get high, all the way live from Newark, Delaware, with Finance. Give it up for our friend, Miss Toya. Where's the drop? Where's the drop?
Good evening. I'm pulling a Miss Willingham this evening, so let me just give my disclaimer. If the phone cuts off, I'm sorry because I'm en route somewhere. But on Monday, we were speaking about getting financially fit throughout the year when we went over the first 6 months of the year and what you can do. So I just wanted to get the last 6 months of the year. This time next year, you should be pretty much good to go. Month seven, what you want to do is just check your progress on your cash flow. Print out all of your statements. Again, analyze your spending by categories, which we've talked about before with budgeting, just so you can find out where your money is going and just keep an eye on where your money is going. Month eight, you want to convert your traditional individual retirement accounts to Roth IRAs. There will be a tax hit up front, but thereafter, the money in the Roth IRA goes tax-free forever, so keep that in mind. Month nine, negotiate a Christmas truce. With all the adults that you know. That means to save money, you don't need to buy a gift for every single adult in the family. You can do a Pollyanna, or the adults don't get anything and only the children get something, or better yet, no one gets a gift. If you can't afford it, there's no need in buying anyone anything. Month 10, tackle your insurance. Chances are that you are wasting hundreds of dollars a year on insurance, either at homeowners or car insurance, just because you're paying for something that you don't need. So look at all your insurance plans, including life insurance policies and things of that sort. A lot of people waste money on life insurance policies when you really only need a good term life insurance policy. It's a lot less expensive. Month 11, update your will, and we talked about that in depth on a previous show. If you don't have a will, you need to get one. Even if you say you don't have anything, you have children or a home or any type of asset, even if you don't think it's important, you need to make sure you have a will so everyone knows exactly what everything is going to, where it's going, who's getting it, who's not getting it. If you want to tell the family you get nothing, I'm giving it away to someone I don't know, that's fine, but just make sure you have a will. And for the last month, open 29 children and grandchildren. These are pretty much no-brainers. The money grows tax-deferred and tax-free if it's spent on qualified education expenses. So just keep all of those things in mind. If you do all of those steps throughout the year, by this time next year, you should be pretty much good to go. But you should really, really be working on becoming debt-free within the next couple of years. So just, you know, work on your budget. Plan. Don't overspend. And if you need assistance with anything, you can always call a financial planner, a local bank or credit union. A lot of them, if they can't help, they can point you in the direction to what you need to go.
Plan. Don't overspend. Toya, live out of Newark with finance. Much appreciated.
Live talk radio show. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Talk radio show. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Bo D. College Web Music. DDD, stand up. Living right. Black light.
Black
I'm
burn. Limelight junkies in line waiting for turns, trying to suck the dick of every time by building John, pretending to be pawns who say they can get you on. Say they can get you noticed, who say they can get you fame. When it all adds up, your social soul for change. Penny nickels and dimes, cause you said you're Lil Wayne. Guess it all makes sense when you're trying to maintain. The people never hear you till the world notice. And all the good dying young, the bad getting older. And yeah, they say the world cold, but my heart's colder. And you can join me if you like, cause I'm taking over. But everybody says that it's so cliche. You're trying to sound like Drake or even BJ. But these days, I'm me, cause I can never be an actor. Cause if my flow was a gift, then I guess I'm just a rapper. I'll knock you out with Frank.
Mathematics was the key. Come on.
It feels good.
I'm lying, brother. You're
no
honor.
Everything in my past. The monster. The beast.
Come on.
The legend.
I'm
taking off from the moon. Earth is my destination. I smoke a lot of weed for my lyrical motivation. And life has no patience when you're working to make it. Your money starts to grow when your friends switching their faces. Associated with hating, they want to switch places. They want to be a soldier, but the training ain't basic. You couldn't walk a mile in my motherfucking Asics. I'm bumping like a pimple, how are you gonna have to face it? I do it for the art plus the money nights. Music moving like dope, but I'm living right. Consider this my long kiss to the good night. But am I satisfied? I have to say not quite. Cause everybody wanna be up at the top right. People cut throats on me at the top right. I'm on my one way ticket to a world full of change. And at the same time I'm sacrificing fame. Damn.
Jim Hyman Radio Live. I have no idea who that was. But we're talking about friends in the bedroom. Can it be done? Was it possible? Anybody?
That was Bo D.
Oh, okay.
Mathematics was the name of that track.
I like it, though. I just had no idea who that was.
Bo D. Slip and slide.
Yeah.
Friends in the bedroom.
I'm interested to see how
does intimacy ruin friendships? That's the topic.
I don't know, but then it's like, is it worth finding out? Like that's the thing. Like so, because like, what if you do it? I mean, like that's the thing you have to weigh though, because it's like, okay, if I go through with it, am I gonna like this person after this?
Right. I've been in that situation.
Really?
I've been in a situation where and again, men are different from women. We're very emotional creatures. I mean, we're very physical creatures. Women are very emotional creatures. For me, I knew, going in, what it was. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I think she thought she could change me. Women, all men aren't that weak.
Men do that too, though. Come on. Men do that too.
Absolutely.
Men do that too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I felt
so
bad, though.
Yeah.
Because
why?
I knew what it was going in.
Right, so what you feel bad for? You know what your intentions were. You can't be responsible for nobody else.
Because she was really my friend, But, women, just like men, got this thing, come on, how bad can it be? Come on. Not bad for me. Not bad for me at all.
I don't know.
Let's go to the phones. Area code 757. Last four digits, 5356. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
What up? This is
Sincere.
What's up, Sincere?
What's going on?
Hey, Sincere, friends in the bedroom, does intimacy ruin friendships?
Talk about it.
Not for me. I mean, all my female friends I slept with, so, I mean, we still cool. It's just, all depends on the person, really.
Did you do it to just get it out of the way?
Nah, it wasn't just to get out of the way. I mean, sometimes things just happen. I mean, you just got to be adult about the situation. I mean, most dudes want to go in the situation, lie to the girl and say, I got this for you, I feel this for you, I want to be this with you and all that. You just straight up, like, this ain't going nowhere. This is just sex and sex alone. If it's good, we can keep going. If it ain't, we can stop, and we still cool.
What if you caught feelings?
Well, who caught them? Me?
You, yeah.
I don't catch feelings.
Like on accident. No, I'm saying on accident.
Nah.
Hey, yo, for real. If it hasn't happened yet, I'm telling you.
How do you accidentally catch feelings? I mean,
hey.
See, this is the thing. I'm gonna break it down for you. What women do, right, they act like they accidentally caught feelings. But in all actuality, from the beginning, they had plans to change this dude. Okay, he said he just want to have sex, but he the man who I want to be with. So I'm going to play along with his game. And then she fall deeper than what she was in the beginning. It's no accident. She just had plans, and their plot just got shifted on her.
Man, listen, no. I'm telling you that it's not every woman.
Is every woman. Go ahead and lie to yourself and say that dude that you had a little moment with, you ain't mean to fall for him, but you knew when you saw him that you could fall for this dude.
No, I didn't.
You thought you could change him, you can whip it on him, do the hula hoop on him or something, and then he fall for you too. But he didn't fall.
The hula
and then you got caught.
The hula hoop.
He said the hula hoop. Yes, he did.
The hula hoop.
You heard that too, right? Yes,
he did.
Yeah.
Wiz.
The hula hoop. Love it. Oh, my gosh. Love it. No.
Swish.
I'm telling you, no. I knew what my intentions were. I told him what my intentions were. He didn't come at me. I approached him. I knew what I wanted.
But
and
that was the worst
you.
Part.
But look,
women,
it wasn't.
Women,
it was nothing emotional about
man,
it.
Man, you already know. You already caught up.
Sir. No, there was nothing emotional about it. I'm talking straight up, nothing emotional about it.
So what happened?
I don't know. I'm saying it happened on accident. I was like, for real, I started caring for no reason. I was like, whoa, it blew my mind. It shocked everyone around me.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a situation where you went in with high expectations? Only to be let down. I remember you shared a situation a few months ago about something that wasn't too fresh, but you have an experience.
I won't even touch that one again. But I mean, it's been a whole lot of those. Cause you know how you got the girl, and I'm pretty sure some women met dudes like this. But you got the girl who say, "My head game is this. I'm this. I'm gonna be that. I'm." You're going to fall in love with me. So you walk in there and you thinking, I mean, me, myself, I'm thinking the best sex I've ever had. So when
based
I get
her
in
hype,
there.
Her hype.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. She was good with it. So I get in there. You know, I went in there. I did some push-ups and everything before I get there. I'm like, I'm ready.
Oh,
ready.
Yeah.
Ready for it. I get in there and it was just like, damn, I wanted to be like the dude on Something About Mary. I wanted to get up and actually go beat my meat instead of fucking. And I don't even do that.
Wow.
Unreal.
I mean,
unreal.
Well, females just, they got it twisted. They think just because they get wet, that's all it requires. It's a little bit more than that for grown men. You can lay there like Sealy for some young boy. But for a man, you got to do a little bit more than that.
He said,
"Sealy." He said, "Miss Sealy."
Yeah.
Hey, if you just tuned into the show, let me help you. All right, because if you just logged on, you might wondering what the topic tonight is. Friends in the bedroom. Does intimacy ruin friendships? By no means are we promoting fornication, right? But the reality is, this is what happens. This is Real Talk Radio, TM Hama Radio Live.
Oh.
Hey, I mean,
hilarious. I love it.
I think we all have had one of those experiences. Hey, OD, I'm going to open up your mic, but I think you're surrounded by people who have their cell phones. You got to either turn your radio down or mute your phone. OD, where you at?
Oh, about what? About the jump.
Hey, we have a lot of echo when you want.
I have it fixed now. Hello?
It is fixed, brother. Yes, sir.
Yeah, out and around some black people. You know, they be talking all loud and drunk. No, No, you talking about the girl that just lay there like Miss Sherry.
Right, the mom on top of me do his business, yes.
Yeah, that's right. It'd be whack, yo. You know what I'm saying? But when you do find that right person, you find that person that, like I said, that girl, she was messed up looking, but that was the best sex of my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was ashamed that I did it to her, but like I said, I paid my $10, I would go let it go to waste, but it was the best sex I ever had in my life. She was like, let's get on the floor. And it was so good, I didn't want to do it no more until about like yesterday. And I bet I'm with her on Saturday. So it happened. You know what I'm saying? It happened.
Hey.
Yes.
Rick Ross. Off of the ashes mixtape. We'll be right back. Rick and Ross.
I'm living underneath a telescope. Ciroc and my margarita in Mexico. Got a model with me that I seen on World Star. Introduced her to the world of La Perla. I'm talking S&M, but got her screaming A to Z. Talking the type of cheese she used to think was make believe. I used to fuck them, then I made them leave. Leaving things, I had a bucket full of Maybelline. I had a bucket in my favorite green. Opened up the budget, now it's only major things. Most things, run you half a ticket. Bugatti boy, a cop won't even write the ticket. I got a few crips that wanna come and kick it. Catch blue balls if one of your niggas pitches. I know the feeling, gotta realign your will to life. Or better yet, maybe you should write your will or not. Yeah. I'm paid in full. Lining up all my niggas, bout to pull some major moves. Consolidate the game and suffocate the others. Keep it real with your niggas and multiply the numbers. Go to trial and never take the stand. Every bitch was born to break a man. I take you deeper than the mother dudes. I see my niggas scramble chickens by the twos. He talking like a hoe, I'm valeting the bins. She acting like a bitch while I'm taking the friend. Ran out of ones, now I'm throwing what I got. I took her home, time to show her what I got. I took her tongue and took it to another notch. I'm getting fun, time to get another watch. I'm having fun, fucking let my brother watch. I got 30 cars and headed to another lot. Money grew like grass. Money grew like grass. Money grew like grass.
Sam Harmon Radio Live. That was Rick Ross. Thanks for joining us. You know, we're talking about friends. Can you take it to the bedroom and still keep a relationship?
Can we? I think that's a good question tonight. Can we take it to the bedroom and still be friends? I don't know. It sounds like some of y'all think yeah, but then again, I'm not sure.
It really depends on the people, though. Really.
Depends on the people. I believe that.
Of course you can. We're grown up. We can do it.
Yeah, but
I'm
just
saying
grown up doesn't mean like, you know, it depends on your intentions.
Sincere, your last statement sent shockwaves around the world. I'm getting emails and texts. They're like, wow.
Yeah.
They must be Miss Seeley.
We love you, baby.
We don't do lazy sex in VA.
Uh-uh.
I know that's right.
Lazy sex. Toya, you ever had any lazy sex?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. She had that been in a relationship for 2 years sex where you do come home, be horny, just be like, yo, I want some, babe. She's like, look, I don't feel like it, but just go ahead and do what you gotta do. Make it quick now.
High five,
Cynthia.
That was beautiful.
OD, you ever had lazy sex?
No, it don't even matter to me, shit. If she tell me go ahead and do that, I'ma do that. If she tell her, well, yeah. If I be somebody who say go ahead, I don't feel like it, I'ma take it open door. That means I ain't got to try for her. I mean, I just get by and get off, go to sleep. For real.
Funny. Hey, it's 10:50 on the East Coast, 7:50 on the West Coast. Regardless of where you are in the world, you are in tune to TM Hammer Radio Live. Hey. Whoa. It's a
get out of jail free card.
Get out of jail free card. It's 64 degrees in Las Vegas. And I don't know if you got your hoodie ticket, but this morning there was like 1,800 tickets left. We're trying to take it back to Vegas for the Hoodie Awards in August. TM Hammer Radio Live. Hey, but on a serious tip, friendships. Do we value friendships the way we used to? Does sex and lust overpower the value we have for our friends?
It doesn't necessarily have to be lust. It could just be that chemistry.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily have to be love. You can adore people. That's it.
You can adore people?
Yeah, you can adore people. And not want to have anything to do with them sexually. And those people are your friends. Yeah.
I mean, but if you're attracted to your friend, that's lust. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? You got to be lust. I just can't be attracted to you and it stops there.
Because I'm not talking about attraction that stops there. I'm talking about intimacy in the bedroom tonight.
Okay. Well, you said friend and attraction is lust. I just needed to draw the line because I could be attracted to you and it not be lust, but we still could be friends. But when you're
attracted to me, and you want to take it to the next level, what is that?
Hopeful thing.
Relationship. I don't know what that is.
That's relationship. I mean, I don't want to say it's I think, I guess, at some point we would lust for one another, but at some point it may move from lust to, okay, now it could be love. You know what I'm saying? And just because your feeling may be lust, my feeling may not be lust, and it may be love. It just may be different.
Okay, so how do you separate? How do you separate lust from love? How do you define the two when it relates to intimacy?
You think about whether, okay, if you didn't have sex with this person, would you still like them? Would you still be around them? If the answer is yeah, then you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can do it.
Even if it's bad, can you still get up and say, I'm going to still be this person's friend, and you know you just not lusting? You love them unconditionally because this is bad, boy. But no, I'm just saying, seriously, I mean, that's love. That's not lust.
Right.
If you can get up and y'all can still go on with a 20-year friendship, even though you know he was not the one or she was not that one, but y'all still hold on to that friendship, that's love. That's not lust. That was just an accident, an unfortunate situation.
Hmm. We're interested in your views tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Friends in the bedroom. Does intimacy ruin friendships? Let's go to the phones. Washington, D.C., area code 202, last four digits 4083. Tell them who you are, where you calling from.
This is Coop calling from D.C.
Coop.
What's going on, y'all? This is how it is, y'all. When you first meet somebody, it's always lust, because you lust, especially for guys, you lust the body and you love the mind. So that's how later on, as you learn about the person, that's when you really can fall in love.
Hmm. All right.
If you're already in love with him.
Hey, shoot, I ain't lying.
Hey, we want to hear what you have to say on this topic tonight. We got a OD out of Norfolk, Virginia. We got Sincere out of Vines Beach. Coop out of Washington, D.C., and the Angels. Hey, we'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Don't want to be a player. Don't want to be a player. Don't want to be a player. Yeah.
on a late night creep, on a late night creep, on a late night creep. I think I found someone.
Don't wanna be a player no more.
Don't wanna be a player.
I don't think women are persuaded. Women already have their mind made up.
in the situation whether they're going to have sex with a dude or they ain't going to have sex with a dude. It's the man who is waiting for a response, basically. You know what I'm saying? Because a dude can say all day who he wants to have sex with. A girl, I mean, OD just said it a little while ago, a girl can basically say who she's going to have sex with, no matter how ugly she is, busted, don't make no difference. Somebody is going to have sex with this girl.
If I paid my $10, I would keep on having sex with it. Hey, right. That's like bad property. Sight unseen. You don't do that. Don't do that no more. But I tell you what, I buy a house and it's ugly. If I buy a house unseen and I get there and it's pink, I'm still living that mug. So if she get there and she ain't J-Lo, hey, man, I'ma close my eyes. Hey, man, do my thing.
Is she gonna be J-Lo?
Hey, Monica Lewinsky, Nicki Minaj, she gonna be everybody. Hey, man. Then when reality hit, that's when it hit hard. When reality hit. Oh, man, about 15 minutes later. Cause I'm getting on to getting off with it. If I'm a bad date, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting on to getting off. So fill that 15 minutes up, 10 minutes if I'm lucky. I snap back and I realize what I'm doing. I'm just like, my whole body just like wanted to lock up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just couldn't believe that I was putting my man through that. You know what I'm saying? But hey. I paid my $10,
Hey, it's 11:07 live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. Hey, coming up, Entertainment National News. Yo, we love OD on this show. TMG, Rain. TMG Hive on Radio Live.
Up the speed, we can take the scenic till we get to that G spot.
gotta pat down. Got a bitch all on me before I sat down. Something from the paradox is playing in the background. It's 501 stuffed in these 501s. Look who's got a shout, just remind me of dance some. Plus I'm rich, young, black, and handsome. I'm ballin' straight, and one. So bring the rosé, yo, a team full of high rollers. I'm standing on the sofa, yup, I got it open, yup. Motorboatin', yeah, potent strokin'. She got a nigga hopin' that she'll pop off and blow a nigga until she locked jaw. In the champagne room, I get my rocks off. Cause I am so awesome, hit your offering. I don't do this often, you gotta put your all in. And while she make it rain, man, Dustin Hoffman.
It's 3:11 in the a.m. tomorrow out in London. It's 12 noon tomorrow in Tokyo. All the way live from Charlotte with entertainment and national news. Give it up for CeeLo.
Well, with no warning, this is entertainment and national news for Wednesday, March 23rd. Good morning and the afternoon. Okay, look, I want to start in the U.S. Okay, how about this? 13 illegal immigrants were dressed in fatigues posing as U.S. Marines trying to cross the border. And the two drivers, they were Americans. They were arrested for smuggling aliens. I did not know that was a real charge. But, yes, they were arrested for smuggling aliens. And so they returned, like, 10 of the people back to Mexico and kept three people as witnesses. I'm wondering, were those the only three that could speak English? You know what I mean? I don't know how this is. Okay, so, look, they were stopped because they had altered government plates, and they were stopped by the U.S. Border Patrol. And so an investigation is being conducted by the Naval Criminal Investigative Service. Yeah, so that's wild. Okay, so, like, this is a heartwarming story coming out of Georgia. Nine-year-old Anaya Rucker, she saved her five-year-old sister, Camry, from being hit by a truck, like, as they were going to the school bus. But Anaya got hit by the truck and lost her leg and a kidney. And the thing that blew my mind even more was the fact that their mother was watching this from the porch, because she was watching them walk to the school bus. And they said it was raining or whatever, and so that the driver didn't see the kids and the kids didn't see the, you know, the truck. So the driver wasn't charged with anything. But the both little girls, you know, are, you know, alive. And the community, which I thought this was really beautiful, the community, they held a barbecue to raise money to pay their, you know, medical bills and to help make their house wheelchair accessible. So I thought that was really dope. Okay, so, like, in other news, Barbie lovers. Barbie turns 52 this year, right? I loved Barbie when I was a kid.
52?
Yes, okay. And I used to, I'm telling you, that was the only girly thing that I liked as a child was Barbie. I used to cut their hair and everything. I loved it. So Mattel is now creating a new boyfriend, like an ultimate boyfriend line. Called Genuine Ken. I'm really amped about this, though. And but, like, the series, it's going to be a redesigned Ken, and it's going to be made in the likeness of a former defensive lineman, Curtis Taylor. He was a defensive lineman for the Iowa State College. And he won by going through a bachelorette-style challenge and submitting a video. And so the judges chose him, and so that should be out this year. Let's see. In other entertainment news, Ludacris has a new movie to add to his resume. It's going to be called New Year's Eve, and it's going to be released later on this year, December 9th. And it's also going to star Robert De Niro, Ashton Kutcher, and Michelle Pfeiffer, and some other big name actors. And in this movie, Luda's going to play a police officer, and it's a comedy. So I want to see that. I think there's some other movies that are coming out soon. this is.
Hey, I have I'm sorry. I have a movie that's coming out soon. I'm not sure if I shared with you all last week or not, but I had an opportunity. I got an invitation to T.D. Jakes' new movie last week called Jumping the Broom. Bishop Jakes was actually there, did a Q&A session with us and the whole nine. It's called Jumping the Broom. It's dropping Mother's Day weekend. I'm actually going to try to get Bishop Jakes or somebody from his camp or the Sony camp on the show so we can talk about it. And maybe get some of the cast. Angela Bassett, Les Lonzo, the girl Tasha from all of Tyler Mary movies, Little Romeo, Loretta Devine. It's called Jumping the Broom. Look out for it. Mother's Day weekend, T.D. Jakes, Sony Pictures.
Yeah, that was one of the movies I was going to say. Yeah,
good.
It comes out May 6th. And then there's a cartoon as well, that has like the voices of Will.i.am and CeeLo Green, there's some more actors in there. I'll find out who. But the name of the
it's
the animation,
movie.
It's called Rio. It's going to be an animated movie. I'm really going to see that. It's going to have birds in it. It's all birds in there. It's really interesting. And then there's Jumping the Broom, which is May 6th. And did you guys hear about my little buddy Chris Brown? Spazzed out after Good Morning America. I just want to first applaud him for being professional enough to finish the interview, perform, and then spazz out. He did what he had to do, but then he spazzed out. Maybe he should have waited for that part, but I just wanted to say, Chris, I love you, but you didn't have to spazz out after. But the lady kept asking him about Rihanna. And she kept praying, and he was supposed to be there talking about his new album, Fame. So, he got pissed about it. He knew he was going to be asked about it, but, yeah, I agree with a lot of people that he shouldn't have, or she shouldn't have kept asking him about her. let him, get over that. If, if they're allowing him to come out with another album, let it be what it is. But, look, that's all I have for you guys for Entertainment and National News. Yeah.
Peace and blessings. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
YMCMB, Po Boy.
Every time I touch down,
the dope boy is cold.
Yeah. I use the banker up a little bit. Jordan like that lifestyle.
Blue clouds.
She love a nigga that be hustling.
Down when I interstate, break it down, sell a shake, move a block, cook a zip, bring it back, hope you flip, meet with Poppy, take a trip, in a minute I'm a touchdown, I just might break off, we might just ride tsunamis, low main with the white sauce, I come through white Porsche, white rims, white seats, YSL, t-shirt, Laguna Beach, beads and jeans. Dope boy, and so is all my homeboys, all us get that money, ho, no matter what it costs, we pay for. Pay for another shipment. I'm always about my business.
Ooh,
bitch.
Every time I touch down,
the dope boy
is gone. I usually break her up a little bit. Jordan love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Dope boys make them crazy.
Clean coke in my plug bag. I was down to my last onion and fiends coming to my nerves bag. My LT, my road dog. We was always celebrating. Some niggas got locked up. Some niggas moved to the A. Good girl.
in her cardinal, season her belly, but couldn't give her my heart though. In love with this hustling, Chevy's on them honey spokes, chickens on that white girl. I get it for the loan, might bless my ad-lib, my ad-lib, way my goons at, get it how you live. Dope boy, nickel backs the bricks, if you're getting money, tell her this.
Every time I touch down,
the dope boy in town,
I usually break her up a little bit, so they love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Getting money, we stay fly. We fuck good and we make smile. Top down when we ride around. Yeah. Mix them and trade with the candy paint. Let them hit the weed and let them hit the train. Break them off and keep them straight. And when it's time to leave, she won't be staying. But she understand that I gotta grind, grind. And she don't never interfere when I'm out here getting mine. She hate it when I leave, though. But she know I'm about to cheese, though. So she let the keys go, believe her. I'ma take you back when I rush. At the table, we bagging up. My last quarter, I had to flush. Closed lips and you kept it shut. Yo, income tax and you gave me that. The whole check said bounce back. I fucks with your heart, babe. Just yeah. No believe
me. Every time I touch down, I usually break her up a little bit. So they love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
JC, Team Hammer Radio Live. It's 11:23, 917-889-3926. Wednesday, March 23rd. Tonight, the question is, does intimacy ruin friendship? Some say yes, some say no. Hanging out with us, we got Sincere, we got Coop, we got Overdose, CeeLo, Toya, Domare. I'm that dude, TM Hammer. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, advice. At the end of the day, everybody done been there, done that. Sincere, what advice do you have for friends that decide to enter the bedroom? How do they stay friends? All right. Cool.
Okay.
Same question.
I guess you do.
Oh, the same question.
How do friends remain friends after they've entered the bedroom? What advice do you have for those that make that decision?
I don't know. I guess I don't know. Drink on it. Shit, I don't know. That's difficult.
You say sip one. Throw one back.
I mean, that's not a legit answer, but
definitely not.
That's a different one because definitely not. Because
hey,
every situation is different. So
every situation is different, and I respect that. OD, what advice do you have?
Make it do what it do, shoot. You know what I'm saying? Y'all friends before, y'all should be friends afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Because if they your friend, like the real world friend, you know something about them, you got to know them for a little while, you learn their habits, you know their goods and their bads, and that's what make you attracted to them or detracted to them. So it is what it is. You know what you get into before you get into it, so. Or you should know what you get into before you get into it. That's just how I feel about that.
There it is. And what I get out of that is that it shouldn't just be on a whim. You know what I'm saying? You should know the situation at the end of the day. Even though OD checked her Saturday night, checked her in Sunday morning.
Yeah, about 2 o'clock in the morning she came over here. About 2
hey.
O'clock. Got her out of here about 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? I was mad we had to come to my house because I couldn't leave after I did it. You know what I'm saying? And
What? Me.
I can get my mom to come in here.
Stop right there.
My mom.
Stop right there.
What's
you
up?
Said get my mom to come in here?
Hey, CeeLo.
Did you just say that? You did not. Just say.
CeeLo.
That's my man, OD. OD, that's my man.
What I'm going to need you to do not.
I got a pack of cigarettes if you come in here and spaz it out. She already know what time it is. She kick the door. She knock on the door. She come in here straight tripping. The girl be all nervous and stuff. I be like, man, you got to play good, yo. That's a true story. No bull. That's real rap, though. No lie.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, I be like, yo, you got great go, yo.
Yeah.
Take her home.
How they say it?
That's real.
How they say it 100.
Get a cigarette and say, be good. So it work out. But my mom won't hear that night. Yeah, go ahead. I had to put in a shift. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't tripping, though.
Hey.
I put in a shift. And
hey.
That goes.
Hey, OD, everybody got to have that one. Everybody got to have that one get out of jail free card that they can pull out when they need it.
Man, he don't sound like that. It's no get out of jail free card. Hell no.
Hey.
That's a habit. Damn it. What are you doing?
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Niggas out the park, baseball bat.
You got the rhythm and blues, I'm in the bump on your crew, so everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move if you can't feel the groove, so everybody just stay in tune. Homie, we hotter than June, and you look coming soon, so everybody just stay in tune, yeah. I'm on the book and they move into the temple of doom, now everybody just stay in tune.
Thinking for a leg lock, hardcore hip hop, rocking it, don't stop, word to the dreadlock, in the weed spot, sipping on get a stop. Nigga, knowing I'm talking about from the yard to the stars and beyond. My flow is universal and my word is my bond. Photon blast, speak the shape from the rap, bitch. I'm on fire, I see my cold bass, bitch. I'm out with five beats, laying with a damn freak. Uncircumcised, so I give a ass more meat. With my feet up, rolling up, big blunt. Fuck them stunts, I'm motherfucking G'd up. From the beaters to the grave on the power grind. Look in my eyes, all you see is dollar signs. Any means necessary, mine. Menace to society, threat to mankind.
Rhythm and blues, I lay the bump on your crew, so everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move if you can't feel the groove, so everybody just stay in tune. Homies are hotter than June, and you look coming soon, so everybody just stay in tune, yeah. I'm on the floor, give me room into the temple of doom, now everybody just stay in tune.
Yeah, WHAC, Team Hammer Radio Live, King's Apocalypse, stay in tune, all the way. Live from Chesapeake, VA, Health and Wellness, Domare.
All right, all right, all right. Good evening, everyone.
Thank you for joining us. Tonight's health and wellness segment is brought to you by Massages for Life, coming to you very, very, very soon. Tonight's health and wellness topic, tonight I want to talk about basically why you should incorporate the vitamins and supplements and minerals that I've been speaking about, taking like for energy and for mental clarity and focus, why you should take them and who should take them and what you know, how do you go about finding out which ones to take and what's good for you? Because what people, I don't think a lot of people know, is that taking too many vitamins and supplements can become toxic and can cause death. We all think about, oh, vitamins and supplements, they're natural, they can't harm you, they're nutritious. But when you take too many because you don't know what you're doing and you take too many, you could, your body can become toxic from it. It can have an adverse effect on you instead of a positive effect, and end up you can end up losing your life. So who should take vitamins and supplements and minerals? We all should, reason being is because we do not consume the amount, the recommended amount per the FDA, the recommended daily allowance amount in our intake of our foods, our fruits, vegetables, and meats. What we eat on a regular basis does not supplement or give us what we need or what's required as far as our vitamins, our minerals, and our phytonutrients, so that everyone should be taking some type of vitamin, multivitamin supplement, mineral, or phytonutrient. There are lists or information. I would recommend that you go speak to your doctor so that you know what to take as far as what you need to take, the dosage amount. Depending on your situation, your health situation, determines what type of vitamin you need. You really need to take a look, take a step back, look at what you're eating on a regular basis. If you are eating a lot of healthy things in your diet, like you're eating your fruits, you're eating your vegetables, you're eating low carbs, you're eating your high potassium food, high fiber, things of that sort on a regular basis, and maybe in moderation you get in, you know, those bad carbs, those bad fats, that's okay. Your vitamin intake might not, or the dosage amount might not be as high as someone else who has a bad diet, who only eats fast foods a lot, who only eats potatoes instead of, you know, sweet potatoes, things of that sort. Their vitamin intake is going to be a lot different, more likely a lot higher, and the things that they're going to require for their body are going to be different. So first and foremost, determine what you have going on with you, and then go seek a doctor. a nutritionist, a doctor, someone along that line who can better with coming up with, you know, basically what you will need as far as what you should be putting in your body. We all feel like everybody needs a multivitamin, and that's good too. That is a good thing to take. Please make sure that you know what kind of multivitamins you're taking. Do your research. The number one selling multivitamin in the world is by the brand Nutrilite. Nutrilite has an organic standard, which is higher than any standard in, among other vitamins. I said that the other night. The second vitamin in the world is Centrum, but what people don't know is Centrum is a synthetic vitamin. It is not all natural. It is a man-made vitamin, so that means now you're getting man-made products into your system, which you don't need, which are going to be harder for you to process. You do get some of the things that from the vitamins that you do need, but you don't need that extra man-made synthetic chemicals in your system. Do your research on your vitamins before you just go to the store and pick them up. Also know what store you're going to before you just go and pick them up. Everybody think, oh, GNC is a vitamin store, I'm going GNC. But make sure you do your research. Just because they're GNC, that may not be the best place for you to pick your vitamins up from, especially if you are very into holistic or herbal things, and you might want to make sure that you're going to a holistic or whole food store or Trader Joe's type of store. So, again, I know I've been talking about different vitamins for energy, vitamins for mental clarity and focus and things of that sort, but I wanted to just backtrack a little bit to give you some foundation. Before you go and get started on vitamins, seek a doctor first. Know what's going on with your body and know what you're putting into it. Get information and do your research so that you know what's the best vitamins and supplements that you need so that you can be at your maximum potential for 2011. Thank you for joining us for tonight's Health and Wellness.
All the way live off of Chesapeake, VA, Domare. Thank you very much.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? a certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Hey now, it is 2011, and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world through Determine Your Destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Pussy, the venues I've been done, did it. Take down these 10 digits, 50
second nigga, 1 minute. But I ain't got much rap, but shot to you muskrat. Point blank, just a hush that. Fruity thanks, I will punch that. I'm hungry with my lunch chef.
What you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down. And just call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Hey, what you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down. And just call me later. Call me later. Call me later.
WHAC, Jake God, call me later. Hey, yo, we got a new joint from Jake God. It's called Hot Damn New Day. We're going to get that joint on before we get out of here. My man Coop, all the way live from Washington, D.C., hanging out. O.D., CeeLo, Domare, what's cracking? Hey, thanks for riding. We got like 17 minutes left in the show. Hump Day Wednesday, March 23rd. Friends in Bed and the Bedroom. Does intimacy ruin friendships? Really has been a discussion for the last 2.5+ hours as we wrap this thing up. Hey, last minute comments, feedback, shout out, and all that.
I think at this point in life, we can all, you know, make informed decisions. And, you know, if you're assigned to go to bed with your friend, I think everyone would be able to handle that. I mean, you got to live with it. I mean, you already know what you want to do. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Well, this is Dee Dee, and I just have to say, be very clear in what you want. Communicate. And if you find yourself the only one communicating, then 9 times out of 10, it's not going to work. See the signs in the beginning and walk away. But be able to communicate your expectations and what you want. That way, if something changed, after it's over, you be like, hold on now, look, let's go back to the paper. We're going to pull the tape back out because this is what we see. And you got to hold that person accountable to what they said because their word is their bond. You can't go flipping the script later. That's not right.
Right. Yeah, what she said.
Hey, 917-889-3926. If you want to get your comment in before we get out of here, like 16 minutes left of the show. You know, again, my thing is this. Make conscious decisions because that's what you want to do. And I say live. Live and learn. And live and let live. You know, at the end of the day, you know, most people learn by experiences. I learned by trial and error experiences. I'm still learning by trial and error, you know. But, hey, my belief is, you know, if you follow a path, you know, and apply feedback and, you know, ask questions and pay attention and just humble yourself, you know, it'll all come together. Be smart about it. That's all I'll say. You know, value friendships, value your friends, and, you know, don't let, you know, the lust of the moment, you know, ruin your relationship with a good friend. That's what I'll say, you know.
But then you don't want to short yourself out of a good, you know, saying a life partner either, though.
No, absolutely. But
yeah.
I don't think you force that, though. If somebody's your life partner,
I said short.
You know,
yeah.
No, I heard you. But if someone's your life partner, I'm thinking there's some chemistry involved, there's some telltale signs, and it's going to all just come together. That's just, you know, my perspective on it. 917-89-3926. What did you say?
I said, why is everybody being so quiet?
Hey, I don't know.
They were talking crap earlier. Like, what happened?
Yes.
Why is everyone being so quiet?
So quiet.
I'm not sure. We gave all our advice. I mean, you said, okay, I also wanted to say, I know I said communicate, but be clear in your communication. Because you know what I found? Is that I communicated that I wanted to be friends, just friends, no commitment, anything like that. But I don't think I clear as far as what he understood a friend to be, in the sense that I didn't say jump off, I said friend. Let me go back and explain it to you. So don't just assume because you say I want a friend, I want that they understand. Make sure they understand. Ask them, do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
go back
like
and reiterate.
You don't know what
their
thing of a friend is.
Right. So you need to define what your ideal of a friend is, and get them to define for them too. Because next thing you know, you thinking you got a friend and they treating you like a jump off, and now y'all all confused and. It looks like the girl has emotions or feelings, and she really doesn't, because she wasn't clear to the dude in the first place, and the dude really wasn't clear on his end either as far as what he understood her to mean. What he understood her to mean, that's why I communicate as clearly as you possibly can. Because now, I mean, we're grown-ups. Well, at least we think we are, adults at least. So, you know, open line of communication, apply feedback, like you said, just listen, observe, pay attention. You know what I'm saying? And then just don't think that it's not about jump-offs anymore. It's not about creeping. It's a relationship. If you want to, it's a relationship. You got to be able to build, grow. All these things are encompassed in a friendship whether you go on the intimate side or you don't. It's still the basis of a friendship. So if that's what you want ultimately, then you have to make sure that you do everything you can to cultivate that and make sure intimacy is not in the forefront.
Come on, girl.
Hey. Let's say adults, because my mother has a saying that grown-ups, when people say they're grown, she'll say, all a grown person is a big idiot. You gotta be an adult.
Right. We're going to go with adults then, mama.
Yeah.
We don't want mama to call us a big idiot.
But we grow into adults, because I think we are all idiots at some point.
We do idiot things at least.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm at least one. Whatever. Yeah.
All right. Hey, this is that new joint from J-God. It's called Hot Damn New Day. TM Hopper Radio Live.
I'm on screen 95. On my way to D.C., coming from PG, bout to OD, off the trees in the Tylenol 3 with codeine, to show, you bout to do the damn thing for show, I put dubs on my car, but it's just for show, I hit the corner so hard, I might flip the jump, and with these bumpy ass roads, I like the wheels wide, I like the hips on my hose, my eyes get wide when you speak about the dough, speak about the cash, these fast ass rods, speaking about the ass, still breathe last, however it goes down, you don't wanna throw down, you would take your last breath, thank God, run this side, nigga, that's that, I'm back in effect, run your advance, sign my name over on the back of the check, you wanna live, don't act up and ruin your chances, hot damn, it's a new day, roll up, I'ma smoke like I'm celebrating Tuesday, niggas know Jay and this line boy's horrid, make this shit hot in the winter like it's Orbit. Hundreds in the spot, I'ma spend them in the winter, but I earned it in August. Killing the block, C4 bang bang like it's killing the block, bitch. Stay fresh and I'm fly, I feel blessed when I'm high, tell my nigga this some good ass lie, got me seeing niggas that died, caught up in the crossfire, I work at 8 to 5, about to get fired, but fuck it, I go back to waking up and want something, send my hun to get a blunt and bullets for my gun, cause niggas be stunting, you gotta watch your ass, and when you out there on the ass, you better clock your cash, when I feel I can't go on, the Dutch is gone, take the roaches and I smoke the bitch out of a bong, that's the lifestyle I chose, cars and clothes, I want 50 for a half and a buck for a O, I want no shorts, no judge, no cops, no courts, you come with 18, well that's your loss, this is good weed, baby, yeah, so this is good weed, baby, yeah, come on. Hot damn, it's a new day. Roll up, I'ma smoke like I'm celebrating Tuesday. Niggas know Jay and this line boy's horrid. Make this shit hot in the winter like it's August. Hundreds in the spot, I'ma spend them in the winter, but I earned it in August. Killing the block, C4 bang bang like it's killing the block, bitch.
And it's something you ain't.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing,
and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
We're back. 11:51. About 8-9 minutes left in the show. Hey, thanks for riding with us, everybody. Friends in the bedroom has been a topic. We winding this thing out. Any last minute comments? What'd you say? I'm sorry.
You're really good. Thank you very much for having good peach pickers. That's great.
What? What?
The store, Aldi's. Big up to them for having good fruit.
Okay.
The peaches are good.
You literally meant peach picker.
Yeah.
You know what peach picker was.
No, I was literal. Yeah, the peach picker. Yeah, but look, oh yeah, if you're gonna be, if you're gonna take from the friendship to the bedroom, like, yeah, be safe about it though, yeah, and be cautious with each other's feelings. And that's what friendship is about, I think. Too. Yeah, and that's all I have to say about that.
No doubt. Hey, yo, again, that was a new joint from J God.
I like that.
Cool. Yeah, I like that joint too. Hot damn new day.
Yeah, I'm around with that.
Right.
Cool. I can relate to that one. I like that. Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
For real.
Yeah, we're going to keep the new music coming.
Yes, we
got more coming from J God. We got a new joint coming from Dominic Carr. I think he's out of, is he out of Virginia Beach, Portsmouth, Norfolk? Where's he from?
Oh, Dominic Carr. He is from the Hampton Roads area. Let's say Chesapeake.
Okay.
He used to sing karaoke.
We got a new music coming from Birthmark,
yep.
Lawless, and
new music coming from
many
King
more.
Apocalypse.
Yo, you keep it coming. We'll keep playing it. Wherever you are in the world, yo, hit us up. TMHamaRadioLive@gmail.com. Pulling together a national tour. We're trying to get it cracking around May. A lot of artists interested. Hey, big up to everybody that's in Orlando for the Hip Hop Street Buzz Music Conference jumping off. That's going down this weekend. Again, Greg Street, Street Buzz Hip Hop Music Conference. What's cracking? 917-889-3926. 6 minutes left in the show. Hump Day Wednesday, March 23rd. I think it does vary from case to case, you know, whether intimacy ruins friendships. I think it depends on how you go into it. You know, if you go in illmatic, you're probably going to get some illmatic results, and your friendship's probably going to go down south. If you go in conscious, knowing what's cracking, you know, I think you stand better odds of coming out friends.
But
you know,
aren't we too old to be humping on friends, though?
I'm not sure you ever get too old. I've seen some old, some like old humping around.
I mean, that's too old to like have sex. I
what's
mean,
old,
like,
though? Is what's old? 70, 80? Because they might,
no, I guess
they might be ready to debate
your body
you.
Does. Yeah.
They might,
I'm quite sure you stop whenever your body does. But, I mean,
yeah,
as far as the whole being indecisive about the whole friend thing, I think we'd be, like, probably too old, though, to be, like, guessing at friends, you know?
No, I don't think that's that. I don't think so, because you still got people who divorce at 50, 60 years old.
Yeah,
I want
right
a divorce. Why? Where are you going?
Right. The Harriet's, right.
You'll be
yeah,
surprised
know,
where they're going.
Yeah. Right.
I know some still creeping around and they that old. They ain't like
absolutely.
49,
yeah.
6. Woman going to tell
so,
me.
You know.
Say, you lucky you late. I said, what you mean? She talked about, because I just finished having some sex. Talk about my uncle. I said,
oh,
his wife go. I said, his wife gonna get you. She start laughing. And she in the church. But, hey, I'm not promoting no serious having sex. All I'm saying is that's what's happening in reality, and on this show we talk about it.
And, folks, that's the bottom line right there. This is reality radio. We might not, you know, be making everybody feel good, but, we're not trying to be disrespectful by no means. This is just real talk, real talk radio. Thanks for rocking with us. Peace to each and every one of you. OD, you're off the chain, though. You're off the chain. Hey, Dee, take us home.
Be a blessing. That's all I got to say. Be safe. Be a blessing. Communicate clearly.
I'm about to have me some sex. Hey,
that's how he's going to end it. He's not lying. CeeLo, take us home. While OD, go ahead and prepare to have sex.
That shit is hilarious. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Yes, yo, look, I don't know. Yeah, peace and blessings. I have nothing else to say.
Cool.
Oh, God.
I have nothing to say. I'm at a loss of words right now.
Hey, loss for words. Hey, you know what? So he might as well take us home. Pills and Dro. Overdose. Because this has been a crazy show.
Oh,
we appreciate y'all. Back on Friday, 10 o'clock. See you on my radio live.
Y'all when I'm high. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, yeah. Overdose. Money Boy Entertainment. Let's go.
Pills and Dro, pills and Dro. We be on them pills. I pop my pills and Dro, pills and Dro. We be on them pills. I pop my pill. I smoke my Dro. 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 I do this every day. I ain't on no frail shit. So what you want? What you need? Come here, let me scare your shit. Run up in my crib. I guarantee you leaving with no dick. Head popping, head busting. Yeah, boy.
Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show, DM Hyman Live.